Now we're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a regular segment where we talk about the big issues facing the state and the region, featured in the newspaper's viewpoint section. This morning, the issue is what's being labeled the political theater of the Senate hearings on the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to the U.S. Supreme Court. One Democratic senator talks about his first I Am Spartacus moment, while one Republican indicates on a national talk show he'll vote in Kavanaugh's favor regardless of what Dr. Christine Blasey Ford's testimony reveals. Arizona Republic editorial director Phil Boas is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about it. So, Phil, what do you make of what we're seeing with this dramatic political process?
Well, the summer of 2018, I think, is going to be remembered as the summer when the 1980s came roaring back at us. It's all of the bad that happened in the 80s, you know, the binge drinking, the, you know, the wild bacchanal at college campuses and things like that. And so we're looking at a moment where we're going to find out, you know, whether Judge Kavanaugh can withstand, you know, just a storm of bad news and very sharp allegations against him.
So how different is this to you from the Anita Hill situation? To me, what makes it obviously different is that we're in the midst of the Me Too movement. We have many, many more women in leadership positions 25 years later than we did at that point. Does that give this more heft? Does it mean that perhaps we're going to see a different outcome?
You've already seen progress from the Anita Hill time, because in the very beginning of the Anita Hill hearings, Clarence Thomas, you saw that the establishment Republicans are willing to attack her, you know, right off and go after her. You're seeing much more deference this time from the establishment Republicans, mm-hmm. who are very careful in the way they approach Blasey Ford. So it is different in that respect. It's also different in the fact that these are not contemporary charges. I mean, the charges against Clarence Thomas were fairly fresh. These are very old, 35 years old, high school, very early in college at Yale for Judge Kavanaugh. So it's a long, long ways back.
In the world of politics, optics are very important. We keep hearing that word all over the place. And we don't have any Republican women on the Judiciary Committee. And again, whether that is important in terms of person's views or not, maybe the Republican women would have the exact same views as the Republican men. But it looks bad to see the possibility of sort of white middle-aged men patting each other on the back or supporting the justice. Do you think that's an issue right now?
It is an issue, and I think the Republicans on the judiciary recognize it, because that's why they want to hire female counsel to ask the questions of Blasey Ford. So that's part and parcel. That probably comes way back from the Anita Hill hearings and through Me Too as well. You know, sort of a new understanding that you can't approach these things the way you did 25 years ago.
From a political standpoint, do you think we're just seeing both sides really dig in their heels, that the Democrats are saying, okay, now that we have information on Kavanaugh, we're going to make it very tough on him and then very tough on President Trump, and then President Trump, with the personality he has, is saying, they're not going to get me, this is our nominee, I support him?
This is very difficult, because at essence, what this is, the central question of all of this is, are allegations that are 35 years old, that are probably unprovable, are they a disqualifier for the Supreme Court? That's an important question that we're probably all going to be left with when these hearings, if we have hearings, when this is all over. We're going to have to wrestle with that.
And this is an accuser, at least at this point, with big resume, seems to have a lot of credibility in that sense. People will ask the question, why would someone destroy her life? Death threats against her and her family. So then that's the feeling of, well, would someone come forward? But we don't know, as you said.
These are devastating allegations against a man who has so far had a sterling reputation. There's already talk about impeaching Judge Kavanaugh from the federal court, you know, after these hearings. So there's an effort to destroy this man. That if you're going to bring allegations like that, that isn't a beanbag. You know, you're going to get tough questions back, and that's to be expected. That's the way our system works. And that's the way we preserve freedom in this country, because if you can be convicted on an allegation alone, if you can lose your standing on an allegation alone, then you lose freedom.
Mm-hmm. I'll go back to the political question now on this, too. It seems to me that both sides look bad on this, because both sides, in a lot of ways, I'm not saying that people don't have somewhat honest motives on this, but for the most part, both sides are looking forward to making this into a big issue where they can raise money for themselves, especially in an election year. Let's make Brett Kavanaugh let's make Dr. Ford these sort of figures to either support or deny. And frankly, it's kind of distasteful.
Yeah, it is. And I think politics brings out the worst in people. You're seeing some of the worst sides of human nature and what human beings are capable of doing to one another. It is disgraceful what is happening through this whole saga, the way the witness is treated, the way the accused is treated. I mean, it's, we're capable of doing really mean things as people.
So whether it was ever this way or not, have we lost the feeling that the Supreme Court was the better branch of the three because it was the least political branch? It seems like if that was ever the case, it seems like we've lost it at this point.
Yeah, I think that went away a long time ago, probably with Judge Bork. I mean, I know the Republicans were turned off to it after that, that they felt like he was smeared during that.
Would this have happened if the Merrick Garland nomination had been allowed to go through?
I think it still would have happened. I think both sides are capable of dirty pool. They both play it. So.
All right. Phil Boas, thanks.
Thank you.
Phil Boas is editorial director of the Arizona Republic.